This is Ricey. You've been hearing my friend Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk, for years on the radio and Garage Logic podcast. With the new year approaching, I strongly recommend you sit down with Josh for your no-cost, no-obligation, 48-minute consultation on your investments, including your IRA and 401k. You can benefit from Josh's years of experience navigating different market and economic conditions, and he'll always give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Give Josh a call now at 952-925-5608 to book your no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation. That's 952-925-5608. You'll be glad that you did, and tell him Ricey sent you. Don't forget to ask, why is it 48 minutes, Josh?
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Ricey is a paid endorser. Pretty soon.
All right. Let's go. Do we have a pause?
Yes.
You know what the old Augmeister would have done today, don't you?
Yeah.
He would have heard this news and he would have called up, and before he said hello, we would have heard. And we get an extra.
A double.
Today, Johan Duran on the disabled list with a oblique problem, a strained oblique in the back. Not good for a pitcher who throws 102, 103 all the time. So he'll be out a month at least. He'll miss the first several weeks of the season. Caleb Thielbar out, still having problems with a hamstring, I believe. I talked to him this year right before I left spring training, and he worked out all season, off season. He was in fine condition. But when you pop a hammy, there's not much you can do about it. And then this guy that they took off the hands of Seattle when they made the Polanco trade has not pitched for 2 years, basically. And now Di Sclafani or whatever his name is, he's out for the year. He's probably going to.
Wow.
They probably end up paying for his next Tommy John surgery. So anyway.
And you said he had injury, a history of injury issues.
3 years ago, he had a great year. The last 2 years, he hasn't pitched. 1 year was an ankle, but last year he had the sore elbow. So, you know, so he's not pitched. But
might they make a run at a free agent pitcher?
I don't think so. I don't think they're going to spend $25 million. So,
Aren't we about ready to break camp?
Yeah, we open on the 28th.
Thursday the 28th, we're in Kansas City.
28th in Kansas City. Today's the 18th. Mm-hmm. And I think they leave the 26th.
Yeah.
And then go to work.
So I was looking.
Play somebody on the 26th and then work out in Kansas City on the 27th.
I was monitoring the boys and I this morning. We're looking at, because we're going to be in Arizona next week. So we're looking at a couple of different spots. But there's no games after Tuesday next week. Everybody's done.
So you're not going to see a game.
We'll see two spring training games, but Arizona is hosting Cleveland at Chase Field on Tuesday. Okay. So we'll actually get to go to the big league park.
A real game?
It's an exhibition game.
I'd rather go to one of the spring training ballparks in Arizona than Chase Field. But here's the problem. This is a problem you bring up. One thing about spring, the baseball season being forced forward in order to give the players more days off during the season, making it an extra week long, is they lose that week of March spring break people coming to that last 4 or 5 days. They're now leaving Florida with a week left in March, which is more people visiting Florida that week than any other week, and Arizona too. So it's, they should have just taken 8 games off the regular season schedule and played 154, and everybody would have been happy. But anyway, that's a. Derek Falvey had to pony up or fess up to that information today. And he, you know, we, Judd and I were just talking about how you get no information out of spring training anymore because, you know, are we worried about Wallner or not that he can't put the bat in the ball? We don't. That would have been a big story in spring training even 10 years ago. Now it's everybody ignores it.
I didn't realize until I saw your tweet how rotten he's been this spring.
I think he's hitting 70.
Oof.
Yeah.
So we found a replacement for Joey Gallo. Yeah,
has Buxton played a full game yet?
No, but yesterday he didn't play today because he's got a balky back. But just for one, but he dived and caught a ball, Joe.
He did.
Yes.
Well, that hurt him then. Probably.
That's probably why he's got a bad back. So the moral of the story is follow Joe's advice.
Right.
Don't dive.
Don't dive.
You know, if you can catch it standing up, go ahead.
And he can get to a lot of them without diving.
To a lot of them, but he's been doing just fine until they said he's got a strained back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Judd, who's a bit of a pessimist, you know,
he learned from the best.
It's the secret of his success. This is the start, and we'll never see Buxton again, so we'll find out. But it's good. But if this Buxton thing leads to something, and then the announcement they made today, March 18th, 2024, could live in Twins infamy if Duran and Buxton are both shut down. So
the best way to look at Buxton is just have no hope whatsoever. And then if good happens, great.
There you go. You're pleasantly surprised. Right. That's a good way to look at it.
Don't count on him in your thinking.
Well, and here's the other part. The division's not going to be as rotten as it was last year.
No, Detroit's got...
Kansas City's better than they were last year.
I hope so. They lost 104 games.
The White Sox will still be garbage, but...
White Sox are trying to. They desperately wanted to get rid of Dylan Cease, even though I think they had 2 years.
Yep.
They could have held him for two more years. But they probably will play better than they did. They won't be as good, but they might try harder than they did last year. So I don't
know. Oh, speaking of the White Sox, Joe Yodasis during Garage Logic. I have the schedule for Disco Demolition Night.
Yes.
It was July 12th, 1979. The first game against the Tigers.
The second game they forfeited.
Correct.
Then I wasn't there for that.
And then
obviously.
After that, they were playing at Texas.
Well, then I wasn't there.
Okay.
No, but you watched the Vec movie.
Yeah, right? That was great.
And the demolition derby.
Mike says, I don't think it was a good idea.
Well, when you saw the guys without shirts,
right.
the Comiskey crowd of youth without shirts. When I have guys without shirts climbing into the stadium because they couldn't get in, that's when I would have said,
"Let's call it off.
Maybe we shouldn't blow up these. That we, you know, somebody, some usher, somebody had to come in and say, hey, Bill and Mike, we got shirtless human beings climbing over the wall,
marauding.
This cannot be good. Eventually, so that was
the whole time we were covering the Twins when they were at Comiskey in the Vec days.
Yes,
I didn't know Mike was down in the bowels trying to dream up schemes.
No, I didn't really know him. I mean, knew he was around, but I didn't know him. I wouldn't have recognized him if he walked by me. But he was the chief of promotions because.
In an era when he was breaking ground about promotions,
yes,
teams didn't do that.
No,
Nun's Day.
I don't think we probably, if you look back, we didn't give Mike Vec credit for Disco Demolition. Bill Vec's, it was all Bill Vec, but of course. There was no place when you were at the end of in your prime of your sports writing days. There was no more fun place to be than Comiskey Park in 77 that year. And I always told the story about Bill goes out there to break up a fight in front of the press box, and the next thing you see is his peg leg straight up in the air.
Right.
Somebody grabbed him and pulled him down, and they started, the drunk second decker started beating up the one-legged owner,
It was a quaint old ballpark.
Oh, God, it was a great ballpark. Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it.
They're already making plans to build a new one, did I see?
He wants $1 billion.
What?
You think Reinsdorf's going to get $1 billion from the state of Illinois?
And what do the Bears want? They want to rebuild at Soldier Field site.
No, they originally wanted to go to Arlington Heights.
That's changed.
And now they changed it.
Because they got so much pressure about leaving Soldier Field. But where are they gonna play?
You'd have to knock down Soldier Field.
Yeah. Where are they gonna play for 3 years? And Northwestern again? They played Northwestern once when they redid Soldier Field.
Yeah, because
they go to Illinois.
They went down to Champaign.
So anyway. Yeah.
Northwestern doesn't hold enough.
Illinois isn't rolling in money right now.
The state's in trouble.
They got the low budget. I don't think they can be throwing $1 billion at the White Sox. This isn't the first time they threatened to leave. They were going to go to, they were going to be the original team that went to St. Pete.
Well, their ballpark's new.
The Giants were going to go to St. Pete. Then the Mighty Whiteys were going to go to St. Pete. Then we were going to go to St. Pete.
That's right. Yeah.
And now they're in St. Pete and saying, why the hell are we in this place where nobody comes to a game?
I was there last year, the new Comiskey, the new old Comiskey, I guess. But I didn't realize how out of date it is just by modern standards because the concourses aren't open. You cannot get, if whatever ticket you have, that's the only spot you're allowed is that level.
You can't go from concourse to concourse.
Comiskey Park. This Comiskey, whatever we call
guaranteed rate field.
Was the last one built in the old style.
Built wrong.
Circle Stadium, and then the next year, Camden Yards
Baltimore,
was built, and then Jacobs Field in Cleveland, and then they became that, hey, let's make it look like it's 1942.
Target Field, you can walk anywhere you want.
Yes, it's great. It's great.
Can't beat the open concourse.
No, that's the whole.
Same as in hockey. You just can't.
But you also can't come and say I'm 90 years old and I want $1 billion. You can't when you're Reinsdorf.
So I was going to ask you then, what was the worst promotion? Disco Demolition, or what was it 10-cent beer night at the Cleveland, old municipal?
Cleveland 10-cent beer night. They ended up forfeiting too, didn't they?
Yeah, I just remember you telling that story.
Yeah, 10-cent beer was. Not a good idea. No. Yeah, make it a quarter.
That wasn't a good idea at Boomtown in Mankato when we were in college.
I do remember St. Patty's Day, though, which has not been an event for me since 1881, but I'll never forget Clark Griffith and I on St. Patty's Day going to, what was the name of the Irish place in downtown Orlando? Rosie O'Grady's. And then Rosie's was a big success downtown, and then they got in the casino business out in Vegas and lost their ass. And I think the guy was from St. Cloud. But on St. Patty's Day, they had dime beer.
Oh.
Ooh. And I remember Clarky and I'd be there at 5 o'clock, and a bunch of people would say, I got this round. And you'd send out a quarter and tell a guy, two beers and keep the tip. You know, it's a 20% tip. You know, what the hell? The guy can't complain about that, right? So, boy, St. Patty's Day, though, passed in my home with me laying on the couch watching sports all day, not even thinking that it was St. Patty's Day.
I watched the players.
Did St. Paul have a parade?
On Saturday.
On Saturday, yeah. Okay. All right. I watched the players mostly. Yeah. The players was kind of fun, even though it's too easy for these guys now, but the wind was blowing a little. When the wind blows, it still gives them something to think about.
You had three guys that could have forced a playoff.
Yep.
And they didn't do it.
Did you ever see a lip out to compare with that lip
out? Not a $5 million lip out. Yep. It was halfway in.
Twice?
Yep.
It came out and then it wanted to come back in, but it couldn't go back in. And Wyndham took that better than, he was very upset, but I would have had to shouted a profanity to the heavens. It was at first. I thought first was four. Was it five?
What do you mean?
The first place was
4.5.
4.5 million. So he probably got, two for second?
The second place was two.
Two, so it cost him $2.5 million.
So three guys get two, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they must have split it up. If you get two alone, if you get second alone, it must have been $2.5 million or more than that. So.
I'm with some guys who said, though, I don't like it when a guy wins who's not on the course. Scheffler was on the range.
He was on the range. He got to be on a range. He thinks he's got to. I'm sure he thinks he's going to a playoff.
Oh, but, he had to.
But. Man alive. For a guy who's not a great putter, he's the rest of it's unbelievable.
What's the end game of Liv? What's the end game?
I'm going to come and try to steal more guys. They're going to try to get Scheffler. Scheffler. You know?
I can't see him. I can't see him leaving.
No, but could you see Rahm leaving?
No, I didn't think I would.
You know? And
but he's European. He might not have the historical genetic connection to it, you know?
And it was, what, $300 million?
Yeah.
So that'll...
But that's a tournament that missed Rahm.
Oh God, yes. Supposedly, well, you miss, you know,
you missed DeChambeau.
15 players, probably.
You miss Koepka.
Yes, you do. And
they were there. You miss guys that are fun to hate.
Yeah, they luckily they had.
How do you hate Scheffler?
Yeah, luckily you had a lot of good players fighting for it out of it. But Wyndham Clark isn't like watching DeChambeau or something like that. So.
And there's nobody to dislike. You need Patrick Reed in there so you can boo.
Yeah, that's right. You do need Patrick Reed. And, you know, I don't know what... Here's the one that offends me. You know, these guys who've been around a while taking the money, okay, but Cameron Smith is the one that pissed me off.
Yeah.
He just has emerged.
Right.
And all of a sudden he doesn't care a damn thing about tradition, and now he's off
taking
his money.
Well, again, though, he's Australian, and maybe he just doesn't give a bleep.
Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah, probably. He just runs off and gets
his money.
Didn't
he win a British Open?
Yeah, he just won the
British
Open.
And then he left.
And they left, yeah. And the rumor was out there, and everybody said, he's not leaving. He wants to, you know, the only... But they're getting in three out of the four majors, right? Or all of them, right? Now, but some of them they're not going to get into. Some of them they're not going to get into because their world ranking keeps going down. Right?
But they couldn't play in the Players because that's a PGA event.
Yes, they couldn't. They could not play in the Players, and they you know, the Players always love to tell you the greatest field in golf. Well, not anymore. So,
but they can be in the Masters.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm an ethnically sensitive guy.
Of course you are.
I am. I mean, I don't put the big broad brush on any group of people, right?
Right.
But these Saudi SOBs,
yep.
They not only want to ruin golf and take over golf, they're trying to ruin soccer.
I saw that.
And take over soccer and Formula One racing.
Yep.
They're trying to take over. And they have realized the key to success is giving people money.
Yep.
You don't need anything else. No. All you need is an ungodly amount of money.
And they got it.
Louis told me, and this was years ago, when he first had a couple of customers over there, in their fund money that they're using now for this, they at that point had $296
billion. Mm-hmm.
But now they got, you know, that's probably triple that from what it was 15 years ago. So they've probably got $1 trillion that they're willing to spend on sports. We got to start.
Wait, how about the Saudi Town Ball League?
If you elect me as president. If you would like, and I think I'm better than either of these two guys. I would vote for me.
I would. I'd vote for you, Patrick.
I am going to Venezuela, where we got the commie, right?
Yeah.
But I think he's pliable. You know, we got the. I think he can be bribed.
Pliable.
They have more. They have more oil than Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
We should go over there and say, okay. You know, you're kind of a jackass, and but we're going to pump you dry here for the next 25 years, and we're going to give you so many billions you don't know what to do
with
it.
But we have more oil than Venezuela.
But.
And if you were president, unlike.
I don't want to take it out of every hole in there. I don't want to take it out of the Red Rock Mountains and stuff like that. I want to be able to look at scenery. Didn't you ever watch the National Park series?
I did.
Yeah. You want to.
They're not going to Yellowstone to get oil.
Yeah, well, that's probably where they got the big geyser. That geyser?
Yeah.
And they go out. The guys, remember when the geyser used to go off every few hours? It's gone. We took it all. You know? Let's go to Venezuela.
All right.
Baseball and oil. Let's go.
All right.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's your ticket. Royce, 2024, yeah. Baseball and oil.
Bribe the Venzies. That's my Johan Santana. Let's install Johan Santana as the president.
As your running mate?
Puppet president. Puppet president of Venezuela. I don't think Johan could be I think he's still a citizen of Venezuela.
Maybe. Oh, he is.
I don't think he was ever naturalized. Maybe he is.
Okay.
We could get him naturalized.
Sure.
Did we have any Venezuelans on the Twins this year that had visa problems?
No visa problems like Caesar used to have this year. They basically have a staff that makes sure there's no visa problems.
All right.
How many of the visa problems were legit back in the day?
Well, Caesar's might not have been because he had like 300 at bats in the Winter League every year. He went down there and played 60 games.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's like Camilo and the guys. You know, Camilo got a sore shoulder, right? Well, he pitched 304 innings for the Twins one year. Then he pitched 150 in Cuba during the offseason. So they used to have a Cuban league, a four-team Cuban league. They played all the games in Havana. They played like 6 days a week, 1 o'clock in the afternoon and an 8 o'clock at night game.
Wow.
And Camilo and those guys, they pitched it all. Pedro Ramos, all those guys, they pitched, you know. And now we got guys that can't get through spring training without a strained oblique. You know what? I heard a good conversation, though, on the MLB network is that, and it was Lidge talking, I think, that starting pitchers, back when they used to pitch 7-8 innings, would throw 90% until they had to throw 98%. You know, so I might give up a home run, throw 90%. But they didn't, and Verlander was a lot like this one, they didn't air it out until they had to. Mm-hmm. And now you got everybody throwing every pitch max effort, and it doesn't work. Nope. The arm cannot take it. So,
The tournament starts this week.
Yes.
How about we do the pause, we discuss the NCAA basketball bracket? Because we'd like to hear from Patrick about the Valley Group of GM dealers.
You know what? I had a thought today.
Okay.
I got to work harder on these Valley Group ads, right?
Okay, all right.
I got to do more research than just tell you. They're my guys. They've taken care of me. The last several vehicles.
We call this show prep.
I purchased then. Over 10 years. And I'm vowing that next week when we take the pause, I'm going to have more information except rather than say, they've taken care of me the last 5-6 cars over 10 years. They're great.
That is an advertising tease in the business.
I know the interest rates are... It's almost free money. 0.9%, 1.9%.
They're giving them away.
This has been as good a deal as they've had in years. And quite a fleet of cars. They have 120 on the ground in Apple Valley. I don't know how many out in Hastings. Next week, I'll know.
Yes, you will.
Prices
are coming down. They are extremely... good for prices right now, and the fleet of cars is terrific. And if you're looking for a truck, you can get that GMC Sierra, which is a hot ticket, apparently. So anyway, I can't recommend these people highly enough. And next week, I'll be able to tell you why, except my own personal experiences and Reaver's experience. Reaver's personal experience. Jim Paul, Brett Paul, Valley Group of GM dealers. Trust me on this. Go out there and check them out. Hastings and Apple Valley.
Nothing to do except go to the dentist.
There we go. You wanted to talk about the bracket.
I want a, you know what? I want a big clown
you
button bracket
out,
that I can
out,
see.
You fill out the bracket?
Yeah, I'm in the fried chicken challenge. It's run by a kid I used to have.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I'm the fireworks commissioner.
So what mean? The winner gets a bucket of chicken?
Or no one's ever been actually paid yet. But.
I don't do them anymore. I just don't have the time.
You not even with.
I gotta lay on the couch.
The grandkids or anything. You
do
don't
I
do
gotta
that?
Do the play-in games because they start as soon as tomorrow? Well, I ain't gonna have
funny.
No bracket done by tomorrow.
Suchi boy,
who we got in the play-ins?
You got Howard and Wagner.
Howard should win that.
That's playing for the right to play UConn, I believe.
Yes. Yeah. Well, then you got Virginia and Colorado State.
Upset right there, Colorado State.
They're good, aren't they?
Montana State and Grambling.
Nah, take Montana State.
And Boise State and Colorado. Wait a minute. How can there be two Colorados?
Well, there's Colorado State and Colorado.
Oh, Colorado State was Virginia.
One of them is
in
Fort Collins. Fort Collins, and the other one is in Boulder.
There's a lot of basketball teams.
There are 350-some of those that are now Division I. Are Tommy still not eligible?
Nope.
But anyway, I kind of like Colorado State. The next Gopher coach, if Ben only survives one more year, probably Nico Medved at
Colorado State.
Hmm. Yeah,
I have a new favorite player after monitoring 8 games in 3 days at Target Center.
Terrence Shannon,
the kid, the left-handed shooter from Nebraska.
The Japanese kid.
Yeah. Holy crap! He's the left-handed Curry,
yeah,
man.
He's changed.
Really?
He's unreal.
He's changed it completely.
How tall is he?
Oh, God. Maybe 6 foot if he's lucky.
I think Bob might be I don't know. Maybe.
But he can shoot, man. He was fun.
Is he from this country or did he?
I think he is, but I believe his parents are from overseas.
Yeah. Does he have a Japanese name?
Oh, yeah.
Sonoma? Well, I'll look it up. Hold on. Let me look it up.
Yeah,
quick.
He does. He can shoot it. He can shoot it, but that Shannon was fantastic.
The Nebraska crowd, I called Pat Joe on my way home from Friday because my dad needed a story from Patrick on the way home. But the Nebraska crowd on Friday night, let's just say they were a little upset when beer sales stopped.
Yeah. Oh, really?
They were feeling it Friday night.
When did we stop beer sales?
I was told it's halftime of the final game of the day.
I think what's wrong with the third quarter?
Not sure.
Mean, halfway through the fourth.
Well,
quarter.
It might have been a good call as I tried watching one guy pay for it with his room key.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a
Everyone's
bit.
Everyone's very upset.
Yeah, he was. Probably a little over.
The winner, what do you mean gets Connecticut? Connecticut's got Stetson.
Connecticut is going to win it.
No, I know, but who do these playoff play-in teams play?
They will show you there. They will show you because the bracket will then say Howard / Wagner, I believe. My advancees are Illinois is going to last longer than Purdue.
Yep,
I'll tell you that. And Wisconsin's probably going to get beat right off the bat by James Madison. They gave them a bad thing there because James Madison's one of the highest scoring teams in the country.
So it's Kisei Tominaga, and he is from Japan. He was born in Japan.
Good for him.
Sorry.
So James Madison's a 12. Wisconsin's a 5 seed.
Yeah, the 12s and the 5s are kind of the secret sauce of the bracket. You see a lot of 12s beat 5s.
Okay, I'm going to take your clue there, and I'm going to go with Madison.
Yeah, because I think Wisconsin gave it a big effort here. They pushed her down to the end, and now they're, I think they got to play Thursday, too, right? Thursday game?
Friday.
No, they don't have to play till Friday. That might help them.
And Duke should beat Vermont.
Oh, yes.
Texas Tech should beat North Carolina State. I don't.
Yeah, they're North Carolina State just pulled off one of the great miracles in history, Joe.
Yeah.
The ACC tournament is just like this one.
Yep.
If you're rotten enough, you got to win 5 games in 5 days. They were the 10th seed, and they won the tournament. They won 5 games. They beat the Pukies in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, but they're exhausted now.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, and their star is a tall version of me. Fat guy. He's a big fat, happiest fat guy I've ever seen.
Who was the guy?
Every time he runs out of the court, he's happy. He shoots threes.
Doesn't Indiana got a fat guy?
Indiana State.
Indiana State.
And his name is her nickname is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, as in C-R-E-A-M.
Yeah, they got screwed.
Yeah, they did.
They're not in the tournament?
They didn't put him in the tournament.
But he's a big star, isn't he?
They would have been the biggest draw.
No jump shot.
And by the way, they played a pretty good schedule, too.
Yeah.
And they got completely hosed.
They got jobs. You're right.
They took six teams from the Mountain West and three from the Big East. What the hell's wrong?
I don't know.
Them? But how about the Dan Munson story, though?
Oh, this is great.
Dan Munson, former Gopher, you know, he followed Clem.
Yeah.
By the way, we're celebrating the 25th anniversary of the Pulitzer Prize won by George Norman for the scandal. 25th anniversary. Now a very overrated scandal, but back then, good thought, quite a thing.
Yeah.
But where was he going?
Dan Munson.
Dan Munson comes in, and he took Gonzaga to the Final Eight and lost to Connecticut and Kareem and our guy Khalid. And then he got hired here. Well, he got fired here in 07, 08, was it? He was here 8 years. He got fired and went out to Long Beach, and he'd been there 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
He got fired Monday, but effective at the end of the season, his team won the Big West tournament, so they're going to he's going to the big dance.
Well, why in the hell did they fire him?
I think it was a mutual deal.
Well, that's what they said it was here when he left 7 days.
But he's got to be 70, isn't he?
No. He was a kid when he got hired here.
Because he was at Gonzaga for 5-6 years before he took this job.
He was about 3-4 years there. He was he was a young guy. He was... So it's 25 years. I'd say 65, maybe.
Okay.
65. But he's getting a last laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And Richard Pitino.
He's in.
His team won the Mountain West tournament. I didn't realize how bubbly they were, that apparently they were saying yesterday if he didn't win the tournament, they weren't going to go.
Really?
But they won a lot of games. They lost. They had a bad February. They lost one game at home to Air Force, which won two games in the league. But he was, I was monitoring. He's turned that into Transfer U, too.
Mm-hmm.
He's got Mashburn Jr., who was here, but he has one guy who is in year 7, who I believe was at Arizona for 2 years, Kentucky for 2 years, and Fresno for 2 years. And somehow he is still eligible and is one of their players. That's the amazing thing. But
he had an injury thing, too, didn't he, at some point?
That guy?
I think so.
Well, I hope so. I hope he broke a leg or something, and he's still playing after 7 years.
Right.
So
it's going to be the first 30-year-old playing in the tournament.
But they're saying, what happened this year, though, six teams, including Pitino's daddy, Rick, who's now coaching St. John's, rejected the NIT bid because they were so upset at not making the NCAA tournament.
Well, your Fighting Gophers accepted the NIT bid.
Yes, the only reason they were allowed to accept the NIT bid was that these six teams backed out, including Indiana, which I think feared getting put up against Indiana State and didn't want to have
losing.
To play them.
Yeah.
But so, the wonder of Gopher basketball in its current state of popularity is the fact that they used to put us in NIT because we draw people. Now they're sending, we got to take you, but we're sending you to Butler to play the first game.
Mm-hmm. Our Wild, I don't think, are destined for the postseason.
Las Vegas won yesterday. They're
Nashville keeps winning.
Ahead of us. Nashville, you can forget them. But the other team that they're trying to catch, they got a big game with the Kings.
Mm-hmm.
They play the Ducks, but the Kings are leaking.
Mm-hmm.
So they beat the Kings. You go out, they get to play the Ducks.
To St. Louis Saturday.
Yeah, they'll beat St. Louis here. Saturday.
Well, they didn't beat them the other night.
Yeah, they went to overtime.
Got a point. They got a Euphorian point.
The real rookie, Ruski, not the new one.
Yeah.
Is playing great.
He
gets a goal every game.
Yep.
Yeah. Anytime they need one, he gets it. So,
can I mention something quickly about NC State? Pat, I don't know if you saw this, but Joe, the ACC tournament was played at, I don't know the name of the arena,
Washington, D.C.
Where the Washington Wizards play their games.
Yeah.
Isn't that where the Capitals play?
Correct. Yes. I think it's the same arena.
Yeah.
Right.
The NC State.
8 blocks from the White House.
The NC State Wolfpack won 5 games over the weekend to win the title.
Mm-hmm.
The Wizards this year have only won four games at the same building.
Is that right?
Isn't that something?
They're that right. I just thought that was amazing.
They've tried to be rotten. They traded Bradley Beal.
Everybody, yep.
Everybody, they've tried to be rotten, yes. But that is an amazing stat. But NC State is like the hootenanny crowd. You know,
oh, yeah.
North Carolina's pompous. Duke
very buttoned
is,
up.
Duke is yep. beyond pompous. Wake yeah. Forest is a little bit pompous. They're all right there. Is the NC State or the you know
the beer if, drinking?
If Trump showed up for an appearance there, they'd go crazy. They'd love it. You know, it's a real redneck crowd, and the fact that they've won five games is because they all you know they hey let's go up there for a couple of days, watch our team get beat, and come home, and they ended up. They ended up paying $300 a night in all those hotels in D.C. for 5 days, but I'm sure they had the time of their life.
I say this. The Wednesday crowd for the two early games at the Big Ten tournament, I was surprised at how many people were there, in all honesty.
Who'd you have?
The first game was Rutgers in Maryland.
God, nobody came to that game.
No, there were saw a few Maryland fans, but I saw absolutely no Rutgers fans. And then the next game was Penn State and who'd they beat?
I can't remember.
I forget who they beat. Oh, they beat Michigan right before Juwan Howard was fired.
Did you hear our friend Charles Hallman's question on that?
Charles
from the Spokesman asked Juwan if the white media cost him his job.
You're kidding me.
It was even by Charles' standards, it was a little over the top as a question.
Did he answer it?
I kind of stumbled around a little bit.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Juwan, you know, came in and inherited a pretty good situation. You know who they say they might bring back? Beeline.
Wouldn't you?
He's 70 though, doesn't
but
he?
But is he coaching anywhere right now?
No.
I'd bring him back. He took him to two Final Fours.
Yeah, that's right. Well, they might bring him back. How about Ohio State though?
Oh.
Hiring the interim?
Yeah.
Giving him a 5-year deal. Biggest mistake ever.
Yeah.
Hire a guy who's good for a month, and you know
because the players liked him.
You end up with Goody.
Yeah,
I love Goody, but they could have had Bobby Ross. They got Goody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked about that. So don't ever listen to the players.
We have a new phrase now, Patrick. When Joe thinks it's time to sign off, from
I'm
sports
going to
talk.
The dentist.
No, I was just going to say he's not going to the bank anymore. Now he's going to go to the dentist.
Going to the dentist
or the doctor Anybody, somebody in the medical profession.
I played for the Wild Saturday night.
Are you sure that's my tooth?
Well, yeah. I thought it didn't look like mine. But.
One of the ricey points to live by.
Yes, sir.
Teeth are important.
That's true.
That's true.
Yes.
That's why I got to go get it glued back in.
I see a lot of people my age that have just given up on their teeth.
Yep.
And I really think, I mean, I got physical problems. My knees suck. I'm 500 pounds overweight. All this stuff. But teeth. You got to have teeth. When you look at somebody, you got to have teeth.
Yeah.
That's my theory.
And we'll just put this quick plug in as I'm obviously being a part of this show. I'm going to edit up a little video for the town council for YouTube and the Garage Logic feed later
today. I don't think you should be putting that in.
Well, you weren't visible, though.
Oh, okay.
We could just hear you looking because, you know, you were off camera.
Rookie's on the floor with his phone flashlight. He says, I found it. I said, that doesn't look like mine.
Yeah, well,
could we have another tooth in here?
Before they glue it back in, make sure they wash it thoroughly.
I'm going to have them steam clean it or something.
What do you take, like a wet wipe or something? Yeah. What do you do?
I got that sucker in my pocket. She looks like it's worth
it. Wait. You have it in your pocket.
Right here.
I think if there's some.
There it is.
Yep.
I think if there's some real germ problem with the tooth.
Yep.
And then you stick her back in there.
Might get infected.
It's really close to the gum.
Yeah. I got news for you. They'll clean it.
Okay, good.
Well, now we know what this little pocket is for then in your jeans.
Yeah.
I've
for the tooth.
Wondered what that was for.
It's for teeth.
Lose it tooth. Look at it. I got that spare little pocket.
Put that in there.
Yeah.
Then you won't lose
it's your tooth pouch.
Yeah, I'm out of here. Goodbye.
All right. See you later.
Alrighty, see ya. Everyone is going mad in March trying to narrow the field down to a sweet 16. This is Ricey for the Canopy Group, and they have their Savory 16. You see, the Canopy Group has 16 different insurance companies, giving them options to provide you the best home and auto insurance coverage at the best price. The difference is, at the Canopy Group, their tournament never ends. They continue to use their 16 different companies to match you with the company providing the best coverage at the best price, and they do this annually. Get in the game. Contact the Canopy Group and get them working on your brackets. Bracketology isn't foolproof. The sure bet is Canopy Group for your home and auto insurance. Call 800-967-3389 or visit the canopygroup.com.